same pillar of fire that sent Moses, the same pillar of fire that was on Moses that wrote the Bible, the same pillar of fire that Paul met on his road down to Damascus, and Paul wrote the New Testament. Remember Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? They only wrote what they seen. But Paul had the revelation. He wrote it out. Or he had met the pillar of fire himself. And think the same, there Joseph, all them wrote what went on. Everyone wrote back in that day. But when Moses came on the scene, he had the revelation. He had met the pillar of fire. And it was revealed to Moses how Genesis, he wrote the first four books of the Bible. Moses did. Is that right? For he met God in the form of the pillar of fire, veiled in the pillar of fire. When Paul met him on the road, the disciples just wrote what they seen him do. But Moses had the revelation, went out into Egypt for 3 years and studied and seen the God of the Old Testament, but Jesus of the New. The revelation, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. That's right. Right, and think of it. The same pillar of fire that come upon those men that wrote the Bible is the same pillar of fire here today interpreting the Bible. Amen. Now we thank him for that. Same, what a comfort, what identification. I'm so glad to be identified as that. I don't know what to do. I'm going to be identified in that and all the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all the rest of them. Identified in that word where that Shekinah glory in Revelation lays. The pillar of fire appearing visible in among us, identifying that the message is right. Like it did at Mount Sinai. I remember before the true message come forth, Moses preached and he led him out of Egypt. But there before the real commandments was laid down, the seals was brought in. God come down before the people and prove that Moses was sent from him. Is that right? In a pillar of fire that Moses said he had seen in the bush and talked to him. Oh, in this last days, to see that same pillar of fire right among us speaking the same word. Not only that, but interpreting it by making it manifest and proving it, it's the truth. So the people have not one way to disbelieve, lest they just willfully want to. And then he that sins willfully after having the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Notice, same pillar of fire sent to Moses and to Paul that wrote the Bible, now sent to reveal.